I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
I started therapy in March. The marriage was over by April. Right. Yeah. So, you know, and I didn't start therapy really to talk about my marriage. I started it because I have a history of binge eating. And so I went to therapy to talk about that. And then my therapist, so I'm a writer. I've always been a writer. She asked me one question that changed my life. Mm-hmm. She said, "Does your husband read your writing?" And I said, "No." Oh. And she said, "Do you want him to?" And I said, "No." And she said, "Why?" And I said, I'm afraid of what he's going to say. And so I was always the primary parent. I pretty much did everything. And I said, "I'm afraid to be a single mom." And she said, "Aren't you already?"
Oh.
And I was like, "Yeah, I guess I am."
DIVORCEPARTY. Thank you so much for listening to Divorce Party. We really appreciate it. If you like this podcast, we'd love it if you could leave us 5 stars on Spotify Podcasts or Apple Podcasts. And if you want to see our lovely faces, we do have a YouTube channel where you can watch the episodes, and be sure to like and subscribe and follow us on Instagram at Divorce Party Podcast. You're listening to Divorce Party with Monica Casey and Tom Arnold. Our guests today are the co-founders and sisters of FreshStartsRegistry.com. This is the first and only platform where you can get everything you need to begin again, from home items to a hype team. Please welcome to the show sisters Olivia and Jenny. Hi, Olivia.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, let's see. Jenny's here. Oh, and you guys are sisters.
We are. I'm the big sister.
I love it.
Hello. So nice to meet you.
Hi, Jenny. Tom should be here any second.
No worries.
Oh my gosh. And who is in Edinburgh?
I am. Now, where are you, Monica? You're
in California? Yeah, Tom and I are both in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And well, let's just get started. Okay.
Okay.
So we all found each other on Instagram, mm-hmm, in the divorce world. Tell us a little bit about yourselves and your experience with divorce or starting over, and how you came to found Fresh Starts Registry.
Yeah, that's our favorite question. So let's unpack this. So I'm Olivia Howell, and I'm the co-founder and CEO of Fresh Starts. And this is my sister, Jenny. I'll let her.
I'm Jenny Dreisen, and I am the co-founder and COO of Fresh Starts. And I'm the little sister by about 2 years.
In true older sister fashion, Jenny and I had we have a marketing company together. So we have been doing that for a long time. I started the company when my son was born about 10, 12 years ago. And then Jenny came on after the pandemic. So we have been doing marketing and social media globally for a long time. And then in April 2019, like all good marriages, mine ended. And it wasn't a really good marriage. And so it ended, it actually ended on tax day, which I found out later is very common, right? Which I didn't
death,
know.
Death, taxes, yeah. And marriages.
And divorce, yeah. And so.
Wait, hang on. Let me let Tom in.
Hi, everybody. Sorry about that.
No worries.
It's nice to meet you.
Okay, we're all together. We literally just started. So Olivia, will you?
So hi, everybody. I'm really happy to be here. I'm Olivia. So my divorce story and the reason we're so excited, Jenny said this before we started recording, but we've been wanting to come on for a long time. We love what you guys are doing. And we are all about, we believe divorce is a celebration and a mitzvah. So we're all about that. So I was married for about 7.5 years. I had like the white picket fence, 2 little boys. You know, I had my own company. My husband was a musician and an engineer. And on the outside, everything was beautiful. And then marriage fell apart like they do. And so we lived in the same house for about 3 months, which if anybody has done that knows.
Hold on, question.
Yeah.
How did you notice it was falling apart? What was that's the signs to you?
I love that question. I love that question, Tom. You know, it was falling apart for a long time. We met when I was in my early 20s, and we were just like really different people ultimately, right? And so I fell in love with him because he's a bluegrass musician. He's a fantastic musician, and he wooed me. And I really, you know, Jenny and I come from, everybody in our family is divorced. Literally everybody in our family. And so I really wanted to raise children with the person that I got married to. And then we just really grew apart and I found my voice, right? So I started going to therapy and I think I really kind of like stepped out of, you know, this kind of wifely position that I was in. And it wasn't maybe, you know, taken as well as I thought it was going to be. And so
how long did your marriage last after you started therapy?
I started therapy in March. The marriage was over by April. Right. Yeah. So, you know, and I didn't start therapy really to talk about my marriage. I started it because I have a history of binge eating. And so I went to therapy to talk about that. And then my therapist, so I'm a writer. I've always been a writer. She asked me one question that changed my life. Mm-hmm. She said, "Does your husband read your writing?" And I said, "No." And she said, "Do you want him to?" And I said, "No." And she said, "Why?" And I said, I'm afraid of what he's going to say. And so I was always the primary parent. I pretty much did everything. And I said, "I'm afraid to be a single mom." And she said, "Aren't you already?" And I was like, "Yeah, I guess I am." And so, you know, I like to say some marriages discuss divorce a lot before they break up. That was not us. We had one of those like movie moment, big fights. And then he came home from work and decided to leave. And literally I was cooking dinner and he's like, "I think I got to go." And I knew in that moment that was like liberation, right? Mm-hmm. I was like, "Oh, this is actually what I want." And I truly wanted him to be happy. Like I wanted him, you know, to have his life that he wanted. And so that was April 15th, 2019. He moved out early August. My sons were 3 and 5. And he moved back. We're in New York. He moved back to Chicago, where his family's from. I always joke his parents came with a U-Haul to pick him up. I always say it was like the worst play date. They picked him up from the worst play date that he's ever had. And you know, he left, and my sister came over, and we started gutting the house of everything that we could of like the things that were not, you know, that were from my wedding registry, right? And so he took all of his stuff, obviously. So I always like to say it's like splitting the atom. I mean, you both know, right?
Yeah.
And you know, your kids are watching you and taking things out of the house, and you're going through things, and the closet's half empty. And I photographed everything because I'm a journalist at heart, and I was like, "I know I'm going to save this. I need this for someday." And so Jenny comes over and we packed up a ton of stuff that we donated. And I looked around my house and I was like, "Wait a second. I had a wedding registry. I had a baby registry twice. This is when I fucking needed a registry, right? I need
the most,
right? The most for when like half my shit is gone and the other half had like his cells on it, like the sheets and the towels and stuff, and like his spoons and like everything had my monogram, right? From like the Pottery Barn wedding registry I had.
No.
So yeah, so I was like, wait a second. And so one of our marketing clients that we had for many years was a baby registry company. So I had a little experience in the registry world. And I was like, there's gotta be a divorce registry. Of course there is. Like, this is a brilliant idea. Who would not do this? And the only things that came up when I Googled were articles that said, why is there not a divorce registry? And so I was like, wait a second. So I brought this idea to Jenny. And at the time we had our marketing company, we had a full roster of marketing clients. We did not have time to do a startup. And she was like, I love this idea. And I had a very clear vision about what I wanted. I literally have a journal entry that says, I want to start Fresh Starts Registry to help people restart their lives with the items they need in a really positive way. And Jenny's, I'll let her take over from here, kind of her half of the story, but she said to me.
Well, I had gotten engaged 2 weeks before Olivia's marriage broke up. I had been with my partner for 8 years by that point. And it was like one of those, like, we got together when I was like 23. And then he, what was he doing for the next 8 years? I don't know, just being like a large man child. And it was, you know, I really fought for that engagement. And so we'd gotten engaged about 2 weeks before, exactly 2 weeks before.
He had the ring for 2 years. 2 years?
He had the ring for 2 years.
Who sits on the ring for two fucking years?
He said that he was like trying to figure out a way to do it. And I found out later that one of his plans was like one of those things that I didn't want, like lots of friends around. And he ended up, you know, he ended up doing it on the beach and it was fine, but it was weird. It was weird. It's all very weird. The story involves Neil Patrick Harris. I can't, it's a lot. Like, it's a story, it's a lot of story. And so I just got engaged and the relationship wasn't great. And but it was fine. Like, it was always like a fine relationship. And so I said, like, not now. I'm trying to plan this wedding. And then so that was 2019. The pandemic hits, my wedding's canceled. It was a May 2020 wedding. And it was canceled. And then
were you like, wow, maybe that's also a sign?
No, Monica, I wish I had known. No, I was like devastated. But imagine living in an apartment with somebody being devastated. I'm a middle child. So I'm devastated that my wedding's canceled because I'm like, this was the first time it was going to be about me. And and he's like, it's not happening to him. He's like, I don't know why you're upset. Like, what's, you know, and we did the pandemic about a year together. We rescheduled the wedding 3 times. Finally, I was like, I don't care. Let's just have a baby. I don't need to get married. And then we celebrated our 10-year anniversary, March 2021. And June 2021, he just sat me. Well, it was like one of those days. And he was like, what's wrong? And I was like, I don't know what's going on with us. And he sat me down and he said, listen, I don't think I'm in love with you and I don't think we should have a baby together. Still was surprised when I packed up all my stuff and left that day. Still, he was surprised. And so I did the opposite of what my sister did. She had stayed in her home and had things leave. I packed up all of my stuff, none of the furniture. I talk about opinions and textiles and things like that. I didn't really like any of our furniture. He'd really picked all of it. And I left everything except for my clothes and my heirlooms for my grandmother. And I put them in my car and I drove out from Queens to Huntington, which is where we're from on Long Island. And I got in a little apartment by myself, this first floor of this really old house where none of the floors were even. And I had nothing. I had nothing. And it was like, we had just done through the whole wedding thing. My wedding shower was the weekend before COVID really like took off. So like lockdown was the next week. And so but we lived together for 6 years. So I didn't have anything really on my registry. And it was like, well, now I need sheets and towels and a bed and cups and plates.
What
and
an
everything.
Idea.
Silverware.
Silverware. Yeah. You know, and silverware was one of the things I had because I had taken it from, I inherited it from my grandmother. Okay. The only things but like, it was literally the things I had from my grandmother. Yeah. I didn't have anything except for silverware and like these wooden plates that she had. And, which I brought to Scotland with me. And so I came back to my sister and I was like, okay, that's a pretty good idea. So I moved into this place July 1st, 2021. I ordered a table off Amazon. We sat at that table that I'd ordered off Amazon, mm-hmm. which was really beautiful mid-century modern table that was crap, but it was beautiful. And we sat at this table and we launched the website from that table by August 2021. We started it with bundles, registry bundles. We've made this very intentional choice that, like, I scoped out the whole website. I was like, okay, this is what we're going to do. And I was like, okay, that's $250,000. What can we do for no money? And so we decided that the registries live on Amazon. We build bundles. We do suggested bundles so that it's easy, because when you are starting over, you don't have, like, the mind space.
What is bundles? What is that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So we have these registry bundle suggestions, and we have them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So we have them all the way from, like, we have them in different sort of ways. We have a $99 bundle, which is like everything you need to start over for $99. We have a $500 bundle, same idea. We have kitchen specific bundles, bedroom specific bundles that have, like, sheets and blankets and pillows and side tables and things like that. Everything lives on Amazon. You can build your registry there. That way you can also hide your address if you don't want people knowing where you are, but you'd like them to send you items. And then we also have the other side of the company, or of the website. We have the middle too, but the other side, which is the hype team side. So we have over 115 experts for when you are going through a fresh start, because you need on average about 14 experts when you're going through a fresh start, between therapists and mortgage lenders and real estate, divorce coaches and lawyers and everything like that. And then we do a bunch of education in between. So that's sort of how we took our heartbreak. we turned it around. And
okay, we're going to go back. Olivia.
Yeah.
Broke up on tax day. And was that extra stress? Maybe, you know, that's a little extra, you know, oh shit, it's tax day and you're here, you know.
Mm-hmm. You're here.
It probably had no effect whatsoever.
Here's the interesting part, Tom. So I was a teacher in my early 20s, and I left teaching when my older son, who's now almost 11, was born.
My son is almost 11. We have to have a play date.
Yeah, I would love that. When is his birthday?
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
When's your son's birthday?
Or April 6th.
Okay, soon. It's coming up soon. He's going to be
11?
Soon. He'll be 11?
Yep, Jax will be 11.
Yeah, so my son will be 11 in August. It's his Harry Potter birthday, as we like to call it.
Party. We'll save money. We'll do a joint party.
I love it. We'll be there.
You want to meet us in Florida? We're going to Florida the worst time of year to go to the Harry
Potter. In August.
Yeah, in August. My father promised him to go to Harry Potter World for his 11th birthday, and now he's not forgotten that.
He wasn't counting on me moving to Scotland and having to fly me back for that too.
Amazing though. That's amazing. Your dad promised him that?
Yeah. Granddad is taking all of us to Florida for Harry Potter World. Yeah.
And now it's on a podcast and he can't deny it.
Yeah. So I started, I'm very, like, I love business. And so I started my own marketing firm when my son was born, so I could make my own hours. And you know how things go. It's slow in the first couple of years. And I will say my ex-husband was very supportive, mostly because he probably wanted me home, but that's a whole other story. And what happened specifically that year, Tom, in 2019, was I made a profit. Mm-hmm. And it was on the taxes. And I handled most of our tax stuff. And, you know, I was saying to Monica about this before, it's actually really common to break up around tax season, because it brings up money issues that people are not talking about before. And so I don't know if it wasn't directly related, but I think that there was an element in there that he saw that I was pretty powerful and I was getting more powerful. And I, in the year kind of prior to that, had been doing a lot of social media marketing campaigns for pretty well-known celebrities and television shows. And so, you know, I think for him to kind of see me doing things with Katie Couric and Annie and all these things, he was like, ooh, she's doing something different.
Yeah. I married a teacher. I didn't marry a powerful businesswoman.
Exactly, yes. Monica.
Exactly.
Exactly. And so I think, and I'm like the most determined person in the world. Like, and I think I held that back a lot because I was cooking 3 meals a day and making sure he had socks and his banjo was ready to go, right? All these things. And so I think that there was a piece of that. Now, here's the interesting part. When we had this big fight, right? And my parents divorced, like I said, our whole family's divorced. Our parents get along now, but it took them a long time to get along. We have an amazing stepfather that raised us as well. when my husband and I were kind of in this huge argument, I called both my parents and I said, I don't know what's happening. I'm very scared. I didn't know financially. My parents both said to me, you guys need to go to counseling, right? You need to both go to counseling. He called his parents and they said, come home.
Oh,
right.
Bingo. That's a home run. Cause there, you know, and I talk about this a lot about what the families are like.
Yep.
To get an eyeball of what things are like. I mean, that's you're so lucky. And Jenny, you're so lucky that the guy's like, I am not in love with you. And I don't want to have, like,
yeah.
How long he was carrying that around in his pocket. If he carried it open for 2 years.
Yeah.
Another thing, he's like, I'm going to spring this on when I want to get out of something. This is my go-to. And then for him to be shocked that it was over, like, whoa, you want to, that offended you? That hurt your feelings? And it, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, you nailed it.
Another important thing, and I'll let about it. What are textiles? Now, I'd feel very dumb. I should have asked right away. But that I'm going to figure this out.
And towels and anything cloth.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah. So, you know, and I'm very woo. And so I worked with a lot of healers through my process of divorce. Yeah. And a lot of them said, you need to get anything he touched out of the house. Like,
yes.
You know, and I remember even finding old luggage that had like clothes of his in it and things and thinking like, oh, his energy is so prominent in that house. And, you know, there was a lot of emotional abuse and stuff. And it was very, I really needed the house to feel fresh for me and my kids. We painted, we lightened everything up. We did so much. But I remember at the time thinking, this is so overwhelming. And I have a family that supports me 100% and friends who love me. What about the women specifically, or men too, that don't have anybody? And that's really, I always say, like, Fresh Starts was built for me. It was built for me because I wanted to make sure Jenny and I have each other. We've always been super close. We love to support people. That's kind of our religion, is like support. And I was like, we need to build something that other people can be supported in the way that I was supported. Because going through divorce specifically, unless you know what it's like, there's no way to explain it, right? Like, it's just, it's a totally different bizarro world.
Not your bundles. Okay. The bundles. Yeah. Hear how you do it. And it makes sense. Yeah. You know, I buy stuff on when babies are born and on one side, but then it's another company. It's a little confusing for me. Mm-hmm. Do you do like sex bundles, or, hey, this is the vibrator, this is the whatever, or something like that? Because
if a company would like to sponsor us, we'd be happy to. No, we haven't gotten there yet. I mean, I will say the company is just the two of us, but it's a great idea. And we do have one of our experts is a sex therapist. And that might be a great, Tom, I'm taking it. I'm running with it.
You should do it.
We have a divorce party bundle. Yeah.
Oh my God. Tell us about your divorce party bundle. What's in it? Give us.
We have plates, right? And like sashes and signs. And some Olivia, what else is in there? I'm trying to think.
We love divorce parties because like I'm actually writing a big article about them now because I think that they're so empowering, right? And and divorce parties are obviously and I feel like they've always been done historically. We just haven't called them a divorce party, right? So maybe it's just like your sister coming over for a drink or you take the girls out or whatever. And so we love to help people really like, you know, plan divorce parties and set in the sense of like, here's my ideas. Like I was just putting together a piece we have at Fresh Starts, like pop culture divorce party ideas, right?
Taylor
like
Swift
all of the Taylor Swift's divorce party, right? So we were in the Wall Street Journal talking about divorce parties.
Yeah.
And so we put together this bundle. I think there's like decorations.
A sign that says we are so proud of you. Cause I think so often when we're talking about divorce I understand it, but it gets so bitter and it gets so angry. And like, there's a place for that. Like, I can be bitter and angry, but I think what Olivia and I want to do with Fresh Starts is it's so much about you. You get liberated to live this happy life. And to Tom's point, like, I was very lucky that my ex sat me down and said that to me. And it made me feel less crazy than I'd felt for 5, 6, 7 years. Right. But I also had this moment. He said it to me. I took off my engagement ring. I put it on the table and the clouds parted. And I thought, my life is going to be amazing. I knew it in that moment that my life was going to be amazing.
Yeah.
And that's the feeling that we want people to hold on to. Your life is going to be amazing. Through this transition into divorce, two people get to lead their best lives. Two people get to have joy. Two people get to prosper. And so our divorce party, like, celebrations sort of focus on that. So we're so proud of you. There's a little divorcee tiara, which I love. And
well, I also love the idea of, like, elevated divorce party items, because mostly it's just the, like, divorce that fucker, like, I'm done, I would love to see more elegante, you know, we're so proud of you, that's great, or like, congrats on your new beginning, you know, so we'll take it up a notch.
Exactly. I mean, that's the thing, is that we're just like, you know, I think that Olivia and I, it's very much like, thank you, beyond your way with our exes. Namaste. Like, that's how we feel. Namaste, away from me.
Love, light, and distance.
Like, and so I think that's how very much how we feel with our exes. I mean, obviously we have different relationships. Olivia has kids with hers. I skated by on that one. And so we want that to be the feeling that people get with us. It's not about him. It's not about winning. It's about you. It's about, who are you going to be now?
Let me say about you guys, you two.
Yeah.
You guys seem to be the two happiest people I've ever met. And you are very, whatever you guys have, if you get in another relationship, go for that. Whatever that is between you guys, that's how
funny.
Relationship should be.
I married. So since I broke up with my ex, I reconnected with this guy that I met in a museum in Scotland 11 years before that.
Yeah, it's a good story.
It's a good story. Yeah. I walked into a museum. Okay, I'll tell you. Oh, twist my arm. My brother, so we have a little brother, and he went to St. Andrews, which is in Scotland, and my mom and I came here in 2010 to visit him his freshman year. I had just graduated from college. We're 4 years apart. And we came to Edinburgh, and we walked into a museum one day, and there was a guy and a girl behind the table. And my mom is a gorgeous artist. And she is gorgeous. And she also makes gorgeous art. And she's a flirt. And she's just like talking to this guy and sharing postcards with her art shows with him. And he's talking to her and he's talking to me. And I thought he was really cute. And I guess he thought I was really cute. And then we like went back to New York and we became Facebook friends. And we were sort of like a little bit, you know, aware of each other. I always knew when he had a girlfriend, like, you know, he knew I got engaged, that kind of thing. And so I broke up with my ex and I reached out to this guy. He'd showed some interest recently. So I was like, I reached out to him just thinking I'll get some attention. 2 days later, I booked a ticket to come to Scotland.
Yes!
4 hours later, I canceled that ticket. We talked every day constantly for 3 months. I mean, I was always in communication with him. I came here in August 2021, and I stayed for 2 weeks. I came back in for Christmas that year. And then I came for 6 months after that. I went and came back in July, and I got engaged right before Christmas last year, 2022.
Oh, last year, right.
Mm-hmm. It's been a while. And then it's been a while. I know, it's been like 2.5 years now. And then I came back in May, this past May, and we got married in September. And I constantly am telling things. My husband's name is Thomas. And I'm constantly, it's a very good name for very good men. And I'm constantly telling Olivia like things that Thomas does. And she's like, is he me? Like, they're very similar. God. So Tom, you hit the, and like, honestly, even, so this is a ring. I know the podcast guests can't see. This is a ring Olivia made in the 8th grade. And I wear it every day on my finger on my right hand. And this is my wedding band, which is almost identical.
Stop it. And he picked that out?
No, I picked it out. But I was like, this feels right to me. Like, it feels like balance. And like, I like that it's, they're both like two, mm-hmm. like separate strands that are like, woven around each other, but they're distinct. So like, you nailed it, Tom. Like, he is so much like my sister, and that I think we don't talk enough about how sibling relationships can really set you up in either direction for success or for failure. And like, I got very lucky with my sister. We've been through a lot together, and we've learned to communicate together, and I get to use that in my marriage. And
hold on, is your mom single? Let's go back.
No. I'm so sorry. She's not. No. She's been with our stepdad for like about 30 years almost. Yeah.
Okay. So she got it right.
She did. Yeah. You know what? They didn't get married. My mom and my stepdad. They've been together for all these years.
I love that even more.
And our grandmother did the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Olivia, what about you? Anything to report?
No, I would love the help though. If you know any funny, nice guys who want me and two kids and who love Muppets and
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And singing and laughter. And I want light. I want light and happy and fun. I am buoyant, and, you know, I'm all about, like, my like handle in life is I'm a yenta. Like, I'm a connector. I'm a super connector. I love people, but I kind of manage everything from home. I love to be home and just listening to my music and being with my boys and stuff. So look, I'm going to put it out there. If you know of anybody, send them my way. I would do long distance. I would actually love a long distance relationship right now, I'll be honest, because we have so much going on with the business, and I have my kids full time. Their dad lives in Chicago. So they're with me 24/7. So I would love to, you know, to have a long distance thing, I think would be great, but it took me, you know, and this is something I talk about a lot. It took me a really long time to heal after my divorce. And, you know, I think that it's important to talk about that, because so many women are kind of pressured into dating. And I had plenty of friends that were like, you got to just go out and get someone on, you know, go, what was like that phrase? Like,
the best way to get over someone is
to get under someone. Right.
And I was like, Tom loves that.
Good advice.
Tom is happy to help be the on topper.
You guys need. You know, Olivia, guy, a man, or whatever you're looking for.
Yeah, a guy. Yeah.
The great thing about this, the stuff that you guys do, is they can get see what your energy is today. I've got to kind of hear your story and if they're up for it, they're like, I could handle that. That's so there's no rush. As Monica will tell you, I had one date in 7 years, sort of.
I understand.
But there's no rush, you know, and I think sometimes you feel like people are asking you, getting a bit. Yeah. And you're like, you got to have your story. Well, I'm ready for that, but I have this thing and this thing. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what would make you happier than you are right now. I'm looking at you like, you're happy. I'm just sad that you're, because I'm a compulsive, compulsive over here too?
Binge eater. I saw Tom's face when you said that.
I've done a lot of healing around that, but it all plays together. It all plays together.
Yeah. As a person in recovery, you know, I lead meetings and I'll tell my worst drug and alcohol story. But then as you're talking, I'm thinking of my worst binge eating story, which wasn't that, like, you got it. For me, I'm always like, is this binge eating? And tomorrow I'm starting this thing, and, you know, my kids, I'll get up in the middle of the night without realizing, go there in the fridge. And then my daughter will get up and realize I'm not in bed and go, Daddy, come back to bed. And I'll see the morning, I'll see the damage where I've done, like, what is going on?
Yeah.
You know, it's just another form of my many addictions. And
You know,
it's a coping mechanism, right? It's a coping mechanism like anything else.
I have a question for you, Tom. So you haven't dated much?
No, I haven't really had a date. I had a woman I met at a show in Florida fairly recently, and she had two kids, owned her own business, 5 years sober. I'm like, that checks a lot of boxes. She's very nice. And, you know, it was the first time I don't see me doing, with the situation I have now, legal stuff with the kids here, and I do love
it. It's a lot.
But
it's all consuming. I mean, look, Tom, you have a full itinerary of shows.
I have 4 ex. It's not like I'm like, boy, I wish I would have got married one day. It's like, how do I figure out what was wrong with me? And then to do.
I also feel like there's different levels where, like, some people didn't sow any oats, like in college or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I don't know about you, Olivia, but to speak to when I first got a divorce, it seemed like everyone I knew was like, just when are you going to start dating? Like, get out there. Yeah. And it was like, I was like, I need a minute. And yeah. I feel like I didn't realize, but I did really want to do the healing that I feel like you're yeah. talking about. And I just saw a meme. I haven't posted it, but now I feel like it's a sign I have to, where it's a man talking about a woman after she gets a divorce. And if she chooses to be alone and chooses to go to bed alone, it's actually the choice to want to heal and work on whatever yeah. issues and things like that versus just jumping into the next thing. And I think that's so admirable and important, and especially for your children.
Yeah.
I have two yeah. here. I mean, it's a full, there's a lot of considerations about,
yeah.
Yeah. again, with their mom, which just seems to be ongoing, nonsense yeah. and real stuff and stuff that the kids have seen, unfortunately. So you're like, well, how do I take a chance to have someone? But what we do is when I go to school to drop off, the kids are like, that's how I met Monica at school drop off. I saw her.
Yeah. Oh, really? That's so cute.
And I was like, she's very attractive. She's a very good mother. Her kid's really cool. My son's age. I go, okay, well, let's see if we end up getting together for a lunch or a coffee or something and bitching about our divorces. And I was like, that's how it goes, okay.
But also I wanted to talk about the starting over, which, you yeah. registry, Fresh Starts registry. Mm-hmm. I can't agree with you guys more that this is what we need for divorces more than anything. The overwhelming aspect, I mean, I had a panic attack inside of IKEA. I had never been in IKEA before. And I was so, number one, worried about money. You feel yeah. like no matter yeah. what, yeah. you're like, I don't have a dollar to, you just, for yeah. whatever reason, you're kind of in like fight or flight. And so you're like, yeah. I have to get the cheapest of everything and I have to get it all today. And that's how I felt.
Well, that's the whole thing, Monica. That's kind of why we built that, is really that we say our, like everything we do is built around this mission of to eliminate the overwhelm, yeah. right? That's everything we do. And when you're going through a divorce, especially you have zero money and you are in fight or flight, right? You just are. And so
and if you have kids,
and then yeah. you're told that like, you need to like, and also for me and for any parent, right? You want to make whatever transition you're going through as comfortable and normal for the kids. A lot of women have to leave the marital residence because of finances. It was really important for us to support those women. We have one of our bundles that I put together myself is for a children's room. And I thought long and hard about this because as a single mom, I'm 5 feet tall. I do not have a lot of manpower in me. I didn't want to put things on there that I couldn't build myself. Right.
Yes.
You can't build a bed as a single parent.
Yeah.
And we actually, and I tear up every time I tell this story, we have had people send us videos of their children's rooms with the items from the bundles at Fresh Starts. And it's just like so beautiful because that's,
yeah.
That's the support that we're trying to put into the world.
And, yeah, it's so true.
And men do buy these bundles too. Like,
oh yeah, for sure.
Because first of all, this putting stuff together is madness. It's so hard. Like you got different stuff.
Yeah.
Oh my God. The worst instructions. And side note, even though there's all of these apps, like people say, well, why don't you just call TaskRabbits and have someone yeah. do it? It's like,
best of luck
you know what?
That.
That's inviting a stranger into my
yep,
home.
100%.
I'm a woman.
I would now live alone. There's no man here. Like it's about yep. it. It's funny you mentioned that about IKEA. And I wanted to say something, Tom, related because our parents got divorced in 1994. Mm-hmm. And the first time I was ever in an IKEA was with our dad while he was buying stuff for a new house. And I have such very distinct memories of him sitting on the floor just with the little Allen wrench putting things together. I'd never seen furniture be put together before. As a child, I just didn't even know that was a thing, that's how you bought furniture. And watching our dad go through it, watching our mom go through it, we're having a lot of conversations now internally about how would our parents have benefited from this resource? How would our grandparents have benefited from this resource? And it's so important to us to like make something that would have benefited those people that came before us. And Tom, to your point, well, we found naked photos of one of our dad's girlfriends in his house once, as like young adults, like, and it was still like, we're okay. But they were physical. They weren't, it was
that,
like, before
that wasn't
iPhones.
The part that fucked us up. There's
no,
so
no, no,
things.
No. Yeah. Yeah. We were just like, oh, put those back. So, you know, it happens and it's not going to stop happening. I have bad
news. That stuff is so weird. I remember, even though I was happy when my mom and stepdad got married, I was like, God, couldn't you have done this 10 years ago, you assholes? But I'll never forget, you know, it's all in how they handle it, right? Yes. And my mom went right into the match.com. She literally had a binder that had dividers with tabs of the names of every guy that she was talking to, like an FBI agent. So she could like have their profile and like keep all those tabs. And then my stepdad, you know, who knows what the hell he was doing, but he basically got remarried right away. So I'm sure he already had, you know, a side piece or whatever, but it was just so bizarre to see how they both handled it. But so educational for me, because I was just like, okay, I'm not going to do it this way. I'm just going to kind of go and just make it about my kid, because I see how I suffered or my brother and sister suffered. And I just kind of wanted to not go there.
I mean, you know, Monica, you're an organizer though, too. Like that kind of head that goes around that. Sometimes you put that in every aspect. I have to say the thing with your mom's thing, and then your stepdad just married the next person. I get that.
That's the Tom route.
Yes. It also says probably something about their relationship, that this is kind of how she operated. And then he's like, whoa, that's exhausting.
Yeah.
I'm going to do other things. So,
Well, I love to, like, I can't wait to just get the word out about it. And a lot of things, you know, we talk about on the show, especially through Thomas, you know, there's not, there's more support for men than there was in the past, but a lot of men don't know about it. And so I feel like this is just such a great and easy way, even for girlfriends of guys, platonic friends, not just girlfriends, to be like, hey, I know my friend Joe is going through it. You know what? Let's like sign him up for this registry and like, let him know we're going to like help, you know, expedite some of these things.
Yeah.
And not only that, but like, we also have like our divorce guide, which is it's divorceguide.co, Olivia, is that right?
Yeah, divorceguide.co.
Divorceguide.co. And it has like 18 plus modules, I stopped counting, of like everything you need to ask a divorce attorney when you call.
Awesome.
And everything you need to ask a real estate, you know, agent when you're looking for a new place, or a mortgage lender when you need to refinance your house. Because I think, again, back to taking the overwhelm out, hopefully most people have not gone through a divorce before. Not everybody's Tom, just like mastering it, but like most people haven't gone through a divorce before. And so they don't know what questions to ask. And it's very scary and very overwhelming. And so we're trying to, you know, it's the things, it's the questions, it's the education, it's the people. We're trying to make it just easy for people. And I think a question we do get is, do men use this? And, you know, we don't track data on people that come to the website. It's very, very important to us that people know that and understand that. We get like, you know, regular website data. We know your region and your operating system, but we don't ask for any information so you can start a registry. That happens on Amazon. If you want to go look at our expert guide, you can just do that and contact them through their, you know, contact emails. If you want to read the information, it's all available. It's all free. It's always free for the people that are starting over. That's so important to us, because you have no money and you're scared and you don't necessarily want people to know. So we know that men use it anecdotally, but it's definitely something that we want to get out there more to men, that like, this is a thing and it's for you too, even though the colors are really pretty like light and pastel-y, like it's for you too.
But also the idea of bundle is good for me, because, you know, when you're divorced as a man, you're like, okay, the other person because they always remodel your house. They always have to get bigger. But you're like, I need some help. I'm not going to ask for help, of course.
When you would get divorced in the past, would you just have assistants buy you all new stuff, or would you actually go out and get it? How did you rebuild?
I have four trunks. They've got huge trunks. And each was one of the marriages. As soon as it was over, put everything in there. And then this one. And because I haven't gotten married for 15 years, 16 years, I've started going through the trunks with the kids to see what, And there's been some beautiful wedding pictures. And what we did, my second wife, we had a in-style wedding. And like the kid's like, let's put that on the mantle. Like, it's like, looks like a nice, yeah, we can do that. And let's
you put can.
It here. It's the photo that came with the frame.
It looked like a fantastic, they looked happy. And so
actors.
Red Giant Monica.
You have to get that negative shit out of your house. That negative, you know, you go from, oh, well, this reminds me of, the good times, and then at a certain point you're like, this has to be gone. And you really,
it's so funny, I was working with someone just this week, and she wasn't even living with her ex, but we were going through like purging all of her clothes, and she'd be like, oh, this was his sweatshirt, or these were like his shorts, and I'm like, mm-hmm, in the bag, bye. Like you know you can't have that in here to meet someone new, let's go.
And well, you go through the pictures on your iPad. I have pictures of every,
I don't know what to do with all the pictures.
Start, and then you just eliminate, but some of you're with like the president, and they're with, you're like, I got to figure out what.
Yeah, that's not everybody's experience, though. I don't know how to
you.
You're
with the president, Tom.
Which president?
Bill Clinton and his wife.
Okay.
Have it edited. Have that person edited out. Looks like it's just you and him, and maybe an extra hand. But that there are things. You know, because my first thing is always like to forget everything about that. And then you realize, well, I was living during those 4 years. What was life like? And get healthier, and you kind of go back and go, well, these are the things about my, because one of the things about the trauma about these divorces and breakups, it's genuine trauma, especially if you've been in a relationship that was emotional of abuse, and it stays with you. And it's like you slammed on the brakes, but you're skinny. Yeah. And it took me, this last one, it took me a long time to realize to start getting at my best, where I get my thoughts, you know, I'm ready for whatever. And a lot of it's having to, all this sports stuff, and you're like, every moment is like, but as you get past that, and then you're able to see the light, as you guys say, you know, you could really breathe. But you have to respect that you're going to go through it. It's not like, broken heart. It's like, what was I like? Why did I live in this thing for that amount of time? And you skid a little bit. So with what you guys do, you're helping, you know, because you can't think straight. You know what you go.
I love it. It's such a gift.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
It's a good.
So how can we promote you? I'm going to put your Instagram in our show notes. Do you want to plug any websites, your podcast?
Yeah.
Tell us what we can promote for you.
Sure. So, we have a podcast called The Fresh Story Podcast. We talk to people about their fresh starts in life. By the way, you're both welcome to come on. We would love to have both of you on. We would absolutely love that. We like to talk about the shit nobody's talking about, like you guys do, right? Because I always believe if you can talk about what you went through, it gives somebody else the opportunity to say, hey, they survived and I'm going to survive too. You know, I was the first one of my friends to get divorced. I talk about everything. I'm an open book. I talk about my mental health, my ADD, my emotional abuse, my divorce, all that shit. And, you know, every time I talk about stuff, I get DMs from women who don't know me daily that say, how can I get out of my marriage, or how can, and that's really every piece of content we build is to help people who ask us questions, right? So we're all about scripts. We have written over 200 scripts for people to support your friends when they're going through real life shit. So these are all up on the website, you know. So things like, what do you say to your friend when they miscarry, right? Or lose a baby, or, you know, have their parent has dementia, right? All of these things. We like to say, like, we love to bridge the gap between like the people who need support and the people who want to support. Your people want to support you.
And I think it's also important to mention, I think, did I see on your website too, the Fresh Start Registry is also a great resource for people who may have just come out and maybe their families have kicked them out and
We have people make registries. Again, we know this from people telling us. So we have people who make registries because they're widows and living through grief, mental health, coming out of a mental health crisis, coming out, transitioning. And because we are really safe, we use Amazon. Again, we're powered by Amazon. Their names are hidden. You know, we're really want to make sure everybody's safe. So we believe in all fresh starts. So to go back, our podcast is about fresh starts, and people sharing their stories and having these conversations. So that's a Fresh Story podcast, and you can find us at freshstartsregistry.com. And for all things divorce related, you can go, there's two websites, divorceguide.co and divorcemonth.com. divorcemonth.com, we just did our last season of the podcast, interviewed 25 plus of our experts, all about real advice about going through a divorce.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of these, we love our experts. They are amazing people. And they literally said, give me a call. I will help you. Like, you know, so if you need support, and I always like to say, my DMs are open. My personal handle is the Digital Yenta across all platforms.
Love it.
And I like to say I'm like a 24-hour diner. So you come, the coffee's hot. We're from Long Island. So that's all we know. And I will respond. I respond to everybody. I will point you in the right direction of the support you need. Yeah, and just Fresh Starts Registry, and we're here to help you.
Thank you so much.
Jenny.
Yeah.
We're very fresh face. Wear sunscreen. I'm going to tell you, I used to have a fresh face when I was young like you, and now I have skin cancer, and I just worry. I worry about you. I want you to do it. Number two.
I live in Scotland.
She lives in Harry Potterville. She's fine.
That's true. And I don't leave this room that much. I work a lot. But Tom, I appreciate it. I very much appreciate it. And Tom, I'm going to say to you, I know you have something else to say. I think talking to you, telling my dad that we were going to be on this podcast tonight was the first time that he was ever like really excited for something that we were doing. Cause I was like, dad, like somebody we used to watch when we were kids. And he was like, Raffi. And I was like, no, better.
That is a big message that, and I say this all the time. I, you know, you go through a divorce, you're mad. Your men friends are worthless. They're like, whoa. The best thing you go through something with kids, with all this nonsense. Yeah. They're like, okay, what did you do? Like a woman scored that bullshit. And it saved me that I have women friends. I just want to say, you guys, you know, hearing you talk, that's like, you know, that's it. Because that women will tell you the truth. They'll tell you, they'll say things you can't say. They will say, you know, that coach you up, but then it'll also go, that's unacceptable. But she's, you know, and you're always a little, I'm always a little insecure, like, the, you know, okay, I got that. No, that's not okay. And that's a thing I've learned from my women friends. I'm very grateful. And I think everybody needs to have that.
Well, Tom, I have a question. Yeah. I have a question for you before we go. Do you have divorced dads come ask you for advice? Because I feel like you're so, like, kind and compassionate, and I wonder if that, like, I don't know, I feel like you could help so many divorced dads.
Here's the deal with first of all, if a guy new came and said, I'm getting a divorce, it's over, you know, I mean, I think that they know I'll talk about anything or whatever, but I think men are catching up to, I can kind of tell, sharing about this stuff. You know, you're like, whatever, I'm going to go out, fuck around, I'm going to do, I'm over it, look what I'm, but I think that people do talk about it a little more, and men, you know, and, you know, any time someone, a man, a woman, even if I do the man first, and they're going through some issues, you know, I'm happy to share, because I think marriage is the best game in town. I have not, you don't have to be married, you don't have to, you know, you have to make good choices. You have to get lucky. You know, you have to have some kind of common interest, some kind of different interest. I don't know if you like bluegrass that much.
I do. I do love bluegrass, but it took me a long time to listen to it again. But Tom, I would love to have you on our podcast to come on and talk about how to support divorced dads, because that is not a perspective that I have. And I think that there, you know, I say this all the time, we haven't even hit the millennial boom of divorces yet. And there's going to be a lot of divorces coming up. And so I think from your perspective, you clearly are an incredibly devoted father. And, you know, I would love to have you share your wisdom, because I think that a lot of dads really want to get it right with divorce, but they don't know how.
Well, I think also, this is something that I noticed. Like, I could do everything. There's no, I could do everything a mother could do. I really, since the minute the kids are born, I have to learn stuff a little better, but I have no doubt. Now, here's where I could have used some help. As my daughter is growing up, you know, I buy her clothes, and but Sasha, who's younger, came to me one day, you need to have a different voice. I have a my full-time housekeeper who speaks no English but knows everything. She's the most important woman in my life, and she's great with the kids. And then Sasha said, are you transitioning Quinn? That's my daughter. I go, what? No, why? Well, the way you dress her. I go, she loves to wear Iowa jerseys. Like, that's what she loves. No, no.
It's Olivia's seven-year-old, too, loves jerseys.
Yeah. I would love to have a little heads up, like, hey, if you got a daughter, a young daughter, that this is the kind of stuff that they might like, or here's some help with her bedroom, how would you design it, or here's what you think, or here's, you know, because I got my son.
A little feminine influence.
Yeah, and I think it's important, you know, for her. I've learned and listen to people and listen to her, by the way. Yeah. You know, she likes to have a little bit of each thing. She's a tomboy, which like this, which I love. I love it. Whatever they, you know, it's when you have a son, they just wear your own clothes. But, but you know, and that'd be helpful because you also, I'm not going to ask you, buddy, because I got this. Like, I have got this, you know, and your kids love you unconditionally, so they're not going to go, when they're young, oh, this thing, can you give me something? And I've also found that I'm very conservative with you know, the clothing. Because I look at, I go to parties with my daughter and I see, you know, some of the little girls had bikinis on very young and stuff. And then I, you know, I had, they're technically bikinis, but they're, you know, like, you know, the old style where they're thick and everything. And,
like a tankini,
like 1920s bathing suit.
You know, I think it's like I wish my dad had you're our dad's age, and I wish that you had each other because he has three daughters and a son across two wives, and you know, we ranged in like 15 year age range, and I just he was also a dad like you. He was really involved. He was really loving, and he was and still, I mean, he's really involved and really loving. And I just there are dads out there, and I think that like you dads need to raise your hands up even higher and be like, hey, you can come talk to me, because I think that there's a lot of men that don't know what to do in those scenarios, and they don't know how to. A lot of men come out of marriages not knowing how to be a full-time dad.
Right.
And that wasn't my dad's case. And it sounds like that's not your case, but.
No, it's scary like everything else, but you, and I've now noticed when I used to like go to the moms at school for, hey, what's going on? When's the teaching birthday? What there are some single dads there too, that, you know, you gravitate towards them and you kind of, you know, they're killing it the same way. You know, I was always like, moms are killing it. And now I see fathers that are doing it. It's a pretty tough, like my son's best friend's dad is tattooed everywhere, Brazil or something.
Fun.
There, and we, you know, and our kids are doing stuff and we talk, and it really is, it's something you really have in common. Like, you know that I have things in common with your dad. You know that right now because of, you know, and it's a great thing because whatever's going on, the most important thing is the thing that you do have in common. So. I'll talk. Yeah. I'll talk.
Yes. Get together. Thank you guys so much.
Oh my gosh, this was great. Monica, we would love to have you.
Totally, yeah. My pleasure.
No, this was amazing. Yeah. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Hi guys.
Have Thanks. A great day, everyone.
You Bye. Too.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.